Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hezb Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Stopping the tyranny of Trump and Netanyahu is not by mediation and diplomacy, rather by dealing with the real pillars of their dominance in the lands of the Muslims. At the time when the President of America, Trump, and the Prime Minister of the Jewish entity Netanyahu growl and thunder, so they threaten with more strikes upon Iran, and Trump says about the Strait of Hormuz, one of the strategic locations in the Muslim lands, that it is, quote, the Strait of Trump, and he mentions how he changed the name of the Gulf of Mexico previously because America controls it, so that its name becomes the Gulf of America despite the objection of the President of Mexico. Then he hints in his posts about the threat of pressing the red button as a metaphor for his readiness to use the nuclear bomb upon the region. And while his army prepares for a possible invasion of the strategic island of Karg in the Arabian Gulf, and while Netanyahu threatens with expanding the ground operation in Lebanon, while all that is taking place, four foreign ministers of four large Islamic countries, Turkey and Pakistan and Egypt and Saudi Arabia, rush to hold a quadrilateral meeting within the framework of the diplomatic efforts to reach a settlement for the war in the Middle East. Despite that these countries possess massive armies, their numbers in the millions, and in their hands weapons and equipment upon which trillions of dollars have been spent from the wealth of the Islamic Ummah, and in them there is a generation from the Muslims thirsty for developing the capabilities of their countries, especially the military ones, from it. And the lands which the prime ministers want to discuss their security affairs are the lands of the Muslims, which the noble companions opened with their blood and were ruled by Islam for 13 centuries, and which it is not permitted that America and its fosterling, the entity of the Jews, have even one span in them. Despite all that, the rulers of the Muslims say that they seek to find diplomatic solutions as if America and the entity of the Jews care about their opinions or wait for their decisions. Rather, indeed, the rulers of the Muslims today watch how the disbeliever, kafir, the colonizer, singles them out one after another and invades the Muslim lands and destroys their cities and kills their children and their women and desecrates their sanctities and declares his colonial plans, so they do not move to put a limit to it or to confront his aggression. And the best of them in method is the one who plays the role of mediation. If the Islamic Ummah wants to rid itself from the tyranny of Trump and his fosterling Netanyahu, then upon it to deal with the pillars of the dominance of the kafir, disbelieving West, the main in its lands, namely, firstly, the conspiracy of the treacherous rulers who strive in preventing it, that it coordinates some of it with some, through pursuing everyone who calls to that and through establishing the borders of Sykes-Picot, what allows singling out its lands country by country, and that in exchange for remaining in their thrones. Secondly, the ability of the West to track the communications in the whole world and from it the Muslim lands, since it is the one who controls the mechanism of inventing these communication systems and thus exposing all the lands security-wise before the West in its colonial plans. Thirdly, holding the skies of the Muslim lands militarily, such that the military aircraft hostile to the Muslim lands roam and move freely, so they destroy what they want and kill whom they want. And indeed, the one capable of dealing with these main pillars are the armies of the Muslims and not other than them, for they are the ones capable of protecting the lands and establishing the Khilafah, Caliphate, by giving bay'ah to a Khalifa, Caliph, for the Muslims. Then, with cooperation with the sons of the Ummah, they are capable of developing all their military and economic capabilities in record speed, so the country in which such a launch begins becomes a base to which the necessary knowledge is transferred to confront the kafir, disbelieving, colonizing West. So, the Islamic Ummah today is not like that which it was when the Khilafah was abolished in the year 1924, for at that time the Ummah was suffering from stagnation of thought and technological decline on most levels. As for its sons today, they are present in all fields of technology and areas of discoveries around the world. Rather, they teach it to others and participate in the inventions, discoveries, and developments, and nothing is lacking for them to transfer this knowledge to our lands, except to get rid of the treacherous rulers by implementing Islam, by establishing the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate on the method of the prophethood. The Central Media Office of Hezb Tahrir.